Start of the tour in Northwest London, Monday 14th of 7, 13th of June, Rabbi Malcolm Herman Schlitter, The Root of Anger. This week's Torah is sponsored by Family Sanger in honor of the mitzvah of their son Eli Sanger Nerayoya, last Shabbos. Yirotz and Shizko Horov, Uzkenov, Rav Nachas, Menu and Nicole, Yitzei, Chalotzehem.
Good morning. So our topic is anger, and which I'm sure is not really relevant for anybody here, but you might know somebody for whom it is relevant. So I thought we would cover it anyway. Let's begin with the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, Perek Sheni, where the Rambam talks about the various deos the person should have. V'chein ha'kas, midah ra hi ad moed. It's a very negative midah. V'roi la'odam shi'is shachek mimenu ad ha'kotzeh ha'cha. And a person should distance himself from it to an extreme. The ilmad atzma shlo yichlos. The person should educate himself not to get angry. Afilu al dova shroi lichlos adov. Even in those areas where anger might be appropriate. Now, what happens in rotzel lehatl ema al banav v'blei beise oelatzivo? What happens if he feels he needs to instill some fear into his household, into the tzibur? In way of paranoid, it was lina rotzel lichlos lehen. Kadei sheyachsun the mutter. In order that they should take heed and repair their ways, Yira Atzmo for name Shu Koyes. He should appear as though he's angry, as we've seen the Gemara Shabbos, Kenei Liyashem, in order to put them right, Betia Data Miyasheves Beino Levein Atzmo. But within his mind, within his own emotions, he should be calm. Ka'odim Shimundamo Koyes Bashas Kasa, someone who appears to be angry, who ain't a Koyes, but is not really angry at all. Omru Chachom Harishonim. Remarkable phrase, which we'll come back to. But anybody who is angry, it is as though they have worshipped idols. Which is a very dramatic statement to make. Avodas Kechavim is one of the Gimel Averis Chamuros, one of the areas where a person has to give up one's life to suggest the anger, so we'll come back to that. If he's wise, he'll lose his wisdom. If he's a novi, he'll lose his nevuah. The interesting phrase, somebody who's angry, life is not really worth. Life's not life. A person's constantly angry, constantly irritated, constantly frustrated. Remarkable statement. Therefore, a person is commanded to distance themselves from anger, to conduct themselves as though they don't feel it at all, even in those items, areas, occasions where anger is provoked, and that is the best possible way. So the Rambam sets the bar extremely high in terms of anger. Let's come back to some makoros. First of all, we've got the Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Hay on the base. Actually, Gemara in Shabbos over there is actually really talking about an inyan al pi halacha, a korban chamasa, a person who tears a garment on Shabbos, and whether they're liable for tearing the garment or not. And the Gemara brings machlokas, based on the machlokas, two different makoros, two mishnayos, maybe one's a mishnah, one's a bris, I can't remember now, but and to reconcile the two makoros over there in terms of anger. And the Gemara brings agav, the statement, a makoraba godom chamasa, a person who tears his garments in anger, or a person who breaks his items in anger, or a person who throws his money in anger. It says, this is Yubei Nechel Ka'ovir Bedazorah. Shakach Amunosa Shalei Yetzorah. This is the profession of the Yetzorah. Hayom Omela Aseikach, Lamacha Omela Aseikach, Acha Omeloi Ovir Bedazorah. The Yetzorah tempts you, gets you angry, gets you frustrated, and says, do this, and then do that. And ultimately, the whole thing falls apart, and before a person knows it, they can be Ovir Bedazorah. As it happens over there, the Gemara then talks about a person, brings several cases of various tzaddikim who did use anger in order to instill a sense of fear in their household, even some very dramatic actions they used over there. And I saw a comment, Meshen Miri, as the Rambam brings down, that it's true that they acted in that way, but inwardly they were calm. and we'll leave it there with common. I saw Bashem Miriam, that's not a recommended state of procedure because for most people it's quite hard to be outwardly angry and inwardly calm. So it seems not recommended, but the Rambam brings that if it's necessary, then at least that. But there the Gemara does bring that there were various Tanoim who used very dramatic actions to demonstrate their anger and their frustration, but the Maisa said there it was with an inward calm. Let's come to Pirkei Avos. In Pirkei Avos it says, Arba Midas Bedeis. Well, there are several kashas. This is in Perek Hey Halach Yud Alef, different versions, but in this one, Perek Hey Halach Yud Alef. Arba Midas Bedeis. There are four Midas in Deus. So first of all, the language of Deus is very interesting, although obviously it's the same language Rambam uses in Hilchos Deus. But really, Deus really means attitudes or approaches to thinking. I have to come back to that. Noach Lichos, or Noach Lirtzos. First of all, there's a person who's easily angered and easily appeased. So the girsa that we have, easily angered, easily appeased. The girsa we have is yotzos chora behavsed. He's easily angered, he's easily appeased. That means that the gain is lost in the damage. The gain is lost in the damage. He's noach lechos, easily angered, he's easily appeased. So he gets angry very quickly, but he's easily appeased. The gain is lost in the damage. We'll come back to that. On the other hand, kosher lechos or kosher lechos. Somebody who's easily angered, hard to anger, but hard to appease. Doesn't get angry very often. When he does get angry, he stews for quite a while. So there we say the girsa we have is Yotzef Schleid and Beschorim. So the damage is lost in the game. Damage is lost in the game, so he doesn't get angry very easily. And therefore, but it is hard to appease. The damage, which is hard to appease, is lost in the game because he doesn't get angry very easily. Caution lichos for Nerach and Yotzef. Somebody who doesn't get angry very easily, but he's appeased very easily, he's called a chosid. On the other hand, Noach Lichos, a kosher Lirtzos Rasha, somebody who is very difficult to anger, is easily angered, but very difficult to appease, then they are called a Rasha. So first of all, we've got a few kashas, mainly raised by the Maharal, on this particular Mishnah. One kasha is not raised by the Maharal, but I'd want to come back to the idea of the Deus. This idea that it's Arba Midas Bedeus. Kasha number two, which as we quote from the Rambam, is Ke'ilu Omer Avodah Zarah, this extreme language which he says. I have to say that I thought that this language was actually a Gemara. I haven't been able to find it as yet in a Gemara. I haven't used computer research as yet, but it's definitely brought down the Rambam, this language I quoted to you, Ke'ilu Avodah Zarah. It could be based on the Gemara in Shabbos, which says that it leads to Avodah Zarah, but the Rambam says it quite succinctly, Ke'ilu Omer Avodah Zarah. And we'll come back to that dramatic statement. Then we have the Shaila. Of course, there are two in the Mishnah which are very easy to place. To say that somebody who is hard to anger and easy to appease is a chassid, but even then the Maharal asks, why is he called a chassid? To use the terminology chassid is quite an accolade. A chassid means somebody who really goes far beyond what is expected and what is normal. So why is that accolade particularly chosen? And similarly, on the negative side, to call somebody a rasha is not a term we bend here around very easily. To call somebody a rasha is a severe term to use. And therefore, again, the Maharal asks, why is the terminology Rosh used? But first, let's start off with the two, one and two. And
it's also interesting that Chosid and Rosh are things that terminology that you can control. Anger might be something necessarily you can find hard to control. Are you a Rosh because you can't control your anger?
I would have thought, yes, if you're Rosh, you can't control your anger. But we're going to see, Maharal, you're suggesting that the Rosh you can't easily control, you're saying. Beyond his control.
I'm saying that sometimes the anger is something built in somebody, you can't necessarily control it the way you want to do. Are they Russian because they can't control it?
Well,
unfortunate.
To this degree, that is Noach Lichos, Makosha Lirtzos. To this degree, we're going to see that what you're saying is reflected in Mepharshim, but to this degree, that he's easily angered and hard to appease. So he's getting angry every 5 minutes, and he's taking, 2 days to appease, to that degree is called the Russia. The term Russia is definitely used when he has a choice over his actions. Nobody's a natural Russia, right? Nobody's a natural Hossein. There's a choices over one's actions that accumulate. As I often like to say, we make the choices and the choices make us. But we'll come back to that. Because first of all, the point that you've raised, I'm sorry, I don't know your name?
Bensi.
The point you raised is a very good point, because if you were writing this Mishnah, there is actually one particular category that appears to be missing from the Mishnah. And that is?
Hard to anger and easy to appease.
Hard to anger.
And easy to appease.
No, that's the chosid.
Oh, that's not right.
There is one that's missing. If you were writing categories about anger, there's one that's missing. Somebody doesn't get angry at all. Right? So over here, I read you out the Lashon of the Tosfos Yom Tov, Abash lo yichos klal, lo nimsa b'shum der. That's not found. Ki mi lonu god ma'anova me'moshe Rabbeinu, v'nema ba'vik to Moshe ala apakudi achayel. Who is greater than Moshe Rabbeinu? And yet we find, three times in the Torah, it describes Moshe Rabbeinu as getting angry. Quite exactly what that means, I'm sure it doesn't mean like the rest of us, but it says three times in the Torah, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu got angry. So therefore, and each time he forgot halacha, right? Twice he forgot halacha with Midyan and with Aaron and then Shimon HaMorim. Three times he got angry with Klal Yisrael. So the Tosfos Yom Tov says that it's inconceivable to suggest that you don't get angry at all. Because me, Lanu Godel, Balavon Moshe Rabbeinu, who is greater than Moshe Rabbeinu? And yet, nonetheless, Moshe Rabbeinu seems at his level to express some anger. So we can't be expected never to get angry. So a certain degree.
Anger can be constructive or destructive.
Okay, and that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Yeah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, slightly different from Tosfos Yom Tov, but actually I think sets the bar a bit higher. Because Rabbeinu Yonah says the reason why it doesn't say a person doesn't get angry at all is because sometimes we need to get angry. Sometimes it's necessary to get angry. And therefore, the reason why it's not omitted is because it would be wrong to say a person should never be angry. There are times when anger is appropriate.
That's another question, whether you can choose to be angry.
Okay. Well, even then, Rabbeinu Yonah says that even when a person gets angry, the chosid should still be somebody who is nerf liritzos. Nerfed is easily appeased. So even if he does get angry and gets angry, provoked for good reason, nonetheless, he says he should take actions to calm down. Take actions to calm down. Persons should always remain in control. So even when a person gets angry, the real issue is control or not in control. Really, this is control or not in control. But yes, Rabbeinu Yonah seems to set the bar a little higher. Doesn't say that the reason why it's omitted is because it's impossible not to get angry at all. He says because there are times where it is right to get angry, but nonetheless, even when it's right to get angry, it should be short-lived, one should retain control, and he makes the point that one should work hard to bring one's anger under control quickly, basically. Now, what's interesting, by the way, is where this Mishnah is placed. Where this Mishnah is placed in the sequence of Mishnayos, because the previous Mishnah is it's all about money. It's all about money. What's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. Right? It's all about money. And the Medrash Shmuel brings that there's no coincidence that this is placed over here. First of all, Gemara says that you know a person in three ways. Right, Bekiso, Bekaso, Bekoso. You recognize a person in three ways through the way he interacts with money. How often do you only discover the real person when you try and do business with them? Or Bekaso, when they get angry, or Bekoso, when they drink. But over here, you've got the sequence. You've got Bekiso over here. First, it talks about money, and then Bekaso, and then anger. He also brings that so often, unfortunately, machlokus and anger is provoked by issues of finance. Issues of finance, it will go wrong, and that's when the person starts getting angry. And therefore, after it talks about the different middas of how people interact with money, then it talks about cuts. But what's interesting is there are actually two, the number one and number two in the Mishnah. I read you out the version of that we have, which is the version of the Batanura of the Mishnah, which is that Noach Lichos for Noach Nirtzos, Yotzos Chorabev Seder. Person who's easily angered and easily appeased. That means they get angry quite quickly, but they calm down quite quickly. Here we had over here, Yotzos Choro, the gain is lost by Hefseder in the damage. The gain is lost in the damage. He's easily angered, but easily appeased. The gain is lost in the damage. So there is a gears the other way around. There is a gears the other way around. In fact, that's the case where the damage is lost in the gain. The damage is lost in the gain. So is it better to be a person that's easily angered, but easily appeased? Is it better to be a person that's hard to anger, but hard to appease?
How do you explain Moshe Rabbeinu's anger at Torah?
Sorry?
So how can one explain Moshe Rabbeinu's evident anger at Torah before he hit Torah?
So there's much discussion there in terms of that. But again, according to Tosfos Yom Tov, it seems, caveatal, if one can say that, the Moshe Rabbeinu's there was an error there, an error of judgment, and we know there was, because he was punished for that. It was an error of judgment. Even if there was some reason for that, but there was an error of judgment there, where the Torah does not hide from his error of judgment. But over here the Shahr is it better to be in a place where you're easily angered, but easily appeased, or hard to anger and hard to appease. So Rashi brings, and Batanur brings, that actually what the Girsa that we have. And the reason is as follows. And because a person who's easily angered, but easily appeased. So they're easily angered and they're easily appeased. They calm down quickly. But 5 minutes later, they're at it again. 5 minutes later, they're at it again. So the Batanur puts it very expressive language. It says, Afapishi Yeshlo, 1 second. Sherov Masa Mukukolim. The reason why it's negative, it's a lower level, is because most of the time he's angry. Because he's easily angered. I'll call Dabba Vadabba. So he calms down very quickly, but 5 minutes later he's getting angry again. So Rov Masa Mukukolim is spending most of his time irritated, angry, frustrated, annoyed. So therefore, most of his actions will be out of sync. Most of his actions will be out of sync. On the other hand, somebody is hard to anger. So most of the time he's calm. It's true that he stews, doesn't say how long, doesn't give the shirim chasnishir or chayim noishir, or how long it is, but doesn't give a shir for that, but nonetheless, most of the time he's calm. On the other hand, there is, the Medrash Shmuel brings one other shitter, says the other way around. It's a person who's easily angered, but easily appeased. At least his family knows he's going to calm down quickly. Says, my name is Prochter, well, no, he's going to calm down quickly, so don't take him too seriously. Okay, he's gone off on one again, he'll calm down in a few minutes, give him a few minutes, he'll calm down again. See, he's got the curiosity all the way around. He's got the curiosity all the way around that, you know what, it's not, okay, I'll calm down. As opposed to somebody who's not so easily angered, it takes him forever to calm down, and then the poor family's got to suffer while he's still stewing. But the Baratanura has the curiosity that we have, the Maharal has the curiosity all the way around. Let's have a look now, a little bit, at two kashas of Maharal asked. We've asked one kasha already, the Chosid and the Rosh. And also, very, very interesting, and the Maharal, notes that in the previous Mishnah, we have extremes as well. The previous Mishnah, when we've got Omer Shali Shalim Shalcha Shalcha, right? This is what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours, it's Midas Benimis. Okay, some say Midas don't. What's mine is yours, what's yours is mine, is Am Oretz, etc. And the Chosid, what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. And the Rosha, what's mine is mine, and what's yours is mine. Sorry, the Chosid, what's mine is yours, what's yours is yours. And the Rosha is what's mine is mine, and what's yours is mine. Now, but over here we don't have the description of Midah Benyamis. We've got, in our mission, we've got the Chosid, we've got the Rosha. And we've got the, let's take the Girsa that we have, a person who's easily angered. So it's hard to anger, but, let me get this right around, sorry. Noach Lifa, easily angered, Noach Liritzos, right? It's not called a Midah Benyamis. It's not called a Midah Benyamis. Why doesn't the Mishnah use the same language? If somebody's in the middle, he's easily angered, but he's easily appeased. So he's not a Chosid, because he's easily angered. Right? He's not a Rasha, because he's easily appeased. So why isn't it called Midah Benyamis? Why don't we use the same language? He's in between. He's in between. As we did in the previous Mishnah. So the Maharal has the following take on this particular Mishnah. He says that actually there are, in essence, two character types. There are two character types. I'm going to read you his language because it's quite difficult to get to translate it exactly. Two character types. Kitim Sashiyesh Bnei Adam Koshim B'Teva. There are some people who are Koshim B'Teva, which, as you'll see, really means they're quite fixed in their nature. They're quite fixed in nature. And because of their fixed in their nature, they don't get angry very easily. They're quite stable, they're quite fixed, they're quite firm in their nature. On the other hand, when they do get angry, they don't calm down easily. Because once they've taken a position, and that's a position, then they feel firm about their position, they feel confident about their position, and they don't calm down so easily. That's one type of person. There are some people, shame Rakim Mateva. Rakim Mateva really means soft, or it means malleable, or pliable in their nature. And therefore, they get angry quite easily, because they're quite pliable. And if you like putting it in the way that actually Ethics from Sinai also puts it, they're quite responsive to external stimuli, quite pliable in nature. On the other hand, Noachim Nirtzos, they calm down quite easily, because they're quite pliable in their nature, and even though they've taken a position, nonetheless they're quite pliable in nature. So the Maharal says, there are really a cloud of them. Oshu Kosher Bakol, Oshu Rash Bakol. Either a person is firm and they're kind of stable in the way that they are, or that they are, we're going to call it pliable, the way that they are. But it's, therefore, it's not natural for a person to be easily angered and yet hard to appease. Let's say if they're easily angered, That means they're quite pliable in nature. They're quite responsive to the external stimuli. They don't have that sense of stability. In which case, you would imagine that once they've got angry, then they would respond quite well to attempts to calm them down, because they're quite pliable in the nature, and they're quite flexible in nature. Because, and therefore, you have this is a contradiction in Midas. It's a contradiction in Midas. And that's why, on the other hand, you've got somebody who is hard to anger. If they're hard to anger, then you would imagine that means they're quite firm in their nature, they're quite hard, they're hard to anger, they're stable, they ought to be hard to appease. Once they've taken a position, they've taken a position. Now, that's why the Maharal says over here, if you look at the Mishnah, somebody who's noyach lichos but noyach liritzos, somebody who is easily angered and easily appeased, it isn't really a midah beinus. It's not an in-between midah. It is indicative of their basic nature. The in-between midah is where you've got one midah which is standard, another midah which is standard, and something which is crosses both, right, or oscillates between both. But here he's saying if we analyze not their actions, but we analyze their nature, this isn't a midah beinus. This is a particular type of character trait, particular type of personality, and that is an identifiable type of character trait. You're noach lichos, easily angered, noach lichos, easily appeased. That means you are, in essence, a pliable person. On the other hand, kosher lichos, if you're hard to anger, kosher lichos, and you're hard to appease, then you are that type of stable person. That's why it's not called a midabenius. Midabenius is where you've got the two standard positions and something in between. He's actually showing that what we have over here, these are the two standard positions. The two standard positions are you're either pliable or you are firm. Those are the two standard positions. Now, beautifully, therefore it turns out, if we now look at our Chosid or Arosha, let me introduce one other concept first to elaborate on the Maharal. It's very interesting that if I was to ask you, in terms of great and good. In life, we have ratings of great and good. It can be in sports, it can be in business, it can be anything. Great and good. The difference between somebody who's great and somebody who's good. Somebody who's great and good. Anyone suggest what makes a difference between somebody who's great and somebody who's good? Let's say you're rating, let's take sports because it's an easy example. There are ratings in sports. Someone's a great sportsman or a good sportsman. Any suggestions? What?
Good is within a typical realm and great is beyond the street.
Okay. And there's a very important thing. Time doesn't allow for much interaction. And that is consistency. Consistency. There's a Makor and Chazal for this as well. So Kevza Echel Tesla Baboke, right? Medrash. Consistency. The difference between great and good is consistency. And what is the key to consistency? The key in consistency, not just in everything, but in minutes as well, the key to consistency is actually adaptability. Think about it. And sports is a very good analogy. Sportsman goes onto a field, right? He wants to be consistently good, consistent ratings. He doesn't know what the field's going to be like today, what the opposition's going to be like today, what the conditions are going to be like today. He has to be adaptable. Because life is unpredictable, he's got to be adaptable. Now, we come to a very, very important component over here, which is an incredible definition of what anger is. Which show all of this is really in the words of the Maharal. I thank my good friend and colleague, Gary Bazak, for bringing this to my attention. But a definition of anger which is brought by the Or Yisrael. A person gets angry when the world doesn't operate according to his will. Anger is that clash between the world and the expectation of the world and the way the world actually pans out. That's what anger is. Adam koyes kasha olam le misnahel le kafi ritzoni. And a savlonasu lispolas advarim shenogim negen arotze. Anger is when there's a clash between the way the world operates and the way that I expected it to operate. That's when a person gets angry. Because the world is unpredictable. The world is unpredictable. I don't know what today's going to bring. I don't know what the traffic's going to bring. I don't know what going home is going to bring, going to work is going to bring. The world's unpredictable. A person gets angry when there's a clash between that expectation and the way the world actually is. So for a person to be consistent in their midah, they've got to be adaptable. For a person to retain greatness, they've got to be adaptable. That's the only way to be able to maintain consistency in a world that is constantly changing. Now, let's have a look at the analysis of the Maharal. Maharal has shown us But in essence, there are two types of character traits. There's the malleable, and there's the, let's call it the stable, the firm character. And now let's have a look at our chassid. Our chassid is kosher lichos. He doesn't get angry very easily. So what type of person is he? He's that firm, stable type. You would then expect that when it comes to him, when he does get angry, he would then be firm, because that's the character trait. No, but he's adaptable. For the greater good, he's adaptable. Even though it's kosher, lichos, he doesn't get angry very easily. On the other hand, when he does get angry, he's noyach liritzos. He calms down very easily. He suddenly becomes malleable, and he becomes responsive to that external stimuli to calm him down. Because ultimately, he's over Hashem, he's over Zabrius, as Maharal puts it, and he wants to calm down. So he has fine-tuned his midas to retain a consistency which goes against his nature and earns him the title chosid, so that he can constantly be adaptable given whatever circumstances he requires. That's how Maharal puts it. That's why it's called a chosid, because a chosid means going beyond what would be his expectation to be able to achieve something that is necessarily important to achieve. Therefore, the chosid is the ultimate example of tamidus, of consistency, through adaptability, by being in charge of his midas. On the other hand, the Rasha's got it completely wrong. The Rasha's also inconsistent. Rasha is noyach lichos. He's easily angry. On the other hand, he's very hard to appease. If he's easily angry, he should be malleable. He should be adaptable. And therefore, when he gets angry and people try and calm him down, he should be responsive to that. But he's not. He is kasha lichos. He's hard to appease. So he has corrupted his midas, you know, to bring destruction to the world. Now the term Rasha is used when a person basically, because he ought to be consistent with his midas over here, at least to be kosher lichos and kosher, he should be hard to anger. On the other hand, he's corrupted, he's got the worst of both worlds. He's hard to anger and he's hard to appease, right? He's easy to anger, but he's hard to appease. He should at least be consistent. If he's easy to anger, he should be easy to appease. If he's hard to anger, he should be hard to appease. He's corrupted his midas to bring destruction. So now we've answered almost all of our kashas, apart from one, and we're almost out of time, but I have to leave with the answer to this kasha. Before I forget, I also have to bring to your attention that today's Scenes Match funding campaign. I'd like to ask you to help us. Of course, I won't get angry if you don't help us, but I'm giving the opportunity to help us, but I want to finish in one remarkable marshal which brings everything together. Because there's two kashas still to answer, which is Loshon Deis and Kol HaKoyes in Ovid Avodah Zarah. So I saw a marshal in Rav Biederman. I'm going by that clock, which is a minute slower than my watch. Rav Biederman brings as follows. There was a story, a marshal of a chassid who came to see his Rebbe, and the chassid had an anger management issue. And Rebbe said to the chassid, "No, wait outside in the waiting room, and in a few minutes I'll bring somebody else in, and we'll see." Anyway, meantime, second person comes in, and the Rebbe says to the second person, "Do me a favor, this guy said he's got an anger management issue. See how bad it is, I want you to try and rile him." So the second guy goes out, and he does his best to rile him, and the guy's completely calm. After a few minutes, he brings in the first chassid, and he says to him, you told me I had an anger management issue. I couldn't help hearing you. You were fantastic. You kept calm the whole time. I had this guy outside, Mishlemiel, spilled his coffee over you, insulted your chassidus. You were so the chassid smiles and says, "Rebbe, I've got a confession." He says, "I heard your instruction." The Rebbe smiles as well. He says, "I've got a confession too. I wanted you to hear. Why do you get angry? Your problem isn't chaos. Your problem is betochen. You get angry because you've got a particular expectation of the world. When it doesn't run the way you want it to run, you get angry. You're annoyed with the world. When you accepted that the tzivoy came from me and the world was supposed to run this way, there was no clash between your expectation and reality. You didn't get angry. Your problem isn't anger, your problem is betochen." Now this answers all our kashas. When a person gets angry and they shake their fist, who are they shaking their fist at? "Hey, the world wasn't supposed to run this way." Isn't that a word of Zorah? When I challenge the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu designated the day should go, Kol HaKoyes, give it a word of Zorah. I'm challenging the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu designated the day should go. There's an aspect of that which is a word of Zorah. Hashem said it should go this way, I've got better plans, I've got better ideas. And maybe that also explains why it says Arba Midas B'Deis. Because ultimately it's about an attitude of mind. If an attitude of mind is that what I can change in the world, I can change. What I can't change, I need to accept, is B'Deis Shemayim. And that is the root of it all, and ultimately will lead us to better, calmer lives of greater B'Tochen as well. So as I said, if you can help us today in our campaign, Mit Hashem, that would be a great schus.
Don't get yourself.
Thank you.
It explains what you understand, because in many of these you can say, you know, it's a way to sort of worship. Yes, the horror is taking over. Nice to see you as well, Bob.